Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and you can stream us online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Rebecca Undum. She is a personal development coach who works with ambitious women in small towns who are feeling tired of feeling limited by their zip code. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Hey, thanks, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time and joining us here. Rebecca, you are a national speaker and a coach for small town women, and you're going to be bringing your message to Jamestown here on Thursday, May the 16th. For those maybe who are unaware of kind of the message you bring, would you kind of explain a little bit about what you do and what you're bringing to Jamestown?
Yeah, you bet. So my general theme, just about everything that I talk about in almost every event that I speak at, the general theme is living big. In the life you're in, or in this case, in a smaller community. And big is actually an acronym. So I feel like there's a lot of information or ideas out there right now, especially in this personal development space, that suggest that if we want to really live big and go after our dreams, that we've got to, well, first of all, hustle for them, like really hustle for them, and move to a place that'll support our dreams and our goals, right? And so I feel like, for me, I live in a very small town. I live in Oaks, North Dakota, not far from Jamestown, 1,800 people. And that message for me always felt really defeating. So we moved back to, this is my hometown. We moved back here. We've been back 10 years now. My husband farms. We're fifth generation farmers. And so that message always felt to me like, well, what do I really do with that? You know, we're tied to the land as long as, I always joke, as long as I'm tied to my husband. And for now, like, I'm keeping him. So, you know, we're not moving anytime soon. And so I really think it's important. My message is about helping women figure out how to do what they can with what they have right where they're at, and that your dreams don't have to be, you know, downsized because you happen to live in a small community.
Right. And I think you would agree too, Rebecca. Jamestown is kind of in that unique position where we're not necessarily the smallest community, but we are actually one of the bigger communities. Does that change the message at all, or does the message stay the same like that?
You know, Jamestown is small enough where you're still running into the same people everywhere. I mean, it's, you know, I guess you have a little more anonymity than I would in a town of 1,800 people. but for women, the themes really do hold. So maybe some of the context change a little bit, but the fears that are holding women back in smaller communities are still probably plaguing a lot of the women that live in Jamestown, too.
Excellent.
Because it's still small enough where, you know, everybody's going to know what you're doing, especially if you do something that's really kind of different, or, you know, this could be starting a new business. It could be related to how they interface with the community. It could be just in terms of how they parent, you know, I mean, so legitimately this is across roles. It's across activities. It's not about the things that women are doing. It's about who they are and how each and every one of us was designed in a certain way. We have gifts, we have skills, we have talents. And my goal is to encourage them. That's why it's called empowered in a small town. Empowerment comes from within, but sometimes you need that little spark from the outside. And that's what I hope to bring to all the women that come tomorrow night.
Awesome. Again, Rebecca Undum joining us right now on Let's Talk About It, bringing her Live Big in Your Town to Jamestown. Very excited to have you come for this, Rebecca. What can the ladies who sign up and come out and join you at the Hanson Arts Park here on Thursday, what can they expect from you, from what you'll be bringing to Jamestown?
Well, first of all, 3 dedicated hours with no distractions, which, you know, doesn't always come easy for busy women with full plates. So that's the first thing. And then the connection that they're going to make with the other women that choose to be there. One of my favorite things about these events is that they pay a ticket price. So you come in knowing that you are investing in yourself. And so people can take comfort in knowing that, you know, even if you come solo and you don't know anybody else that's registered, you can take comfort in knowing that the women that are there for those same reasons for themselves. And so right away, you're going to feel supported and, you know, and connected to the women that are there. Food. So I need to mention the top level sponsors of this event. So Sabir's by Buffalo City Grill and Buffalo City Grill are catering the event. So they're one of the top sponsors. So you have great food and drinks. The venue is really cool. And then True North Photography Studio, they're the ones that are actually hosting the event. So I just need to say one of the coolest things is that these two women, Jessica and Abby, they're the ones that had the vision for wanting something like this in Jamestown. And Jessica had heard me speak before, and these 3-hour events are a little bit different than what she had seen before. So it's partly a keynote message. So I'll speak for roughly an hour, and then we dig in deep into the conversation and talk about what this really looks like for them. It's more interactive. And every woman gets a copy of my book as well as a part of their ticket price. So I wrote a book in 2016 called How Mommy Got Her Groove Back. And again, I need to reiterate that it's not about motherhood specifically. It really is about this journey of staying true to who you really are, despite all the things that might get thrown at you. And then First Community Credit Union as well was another top level sponsor. So just want to be sure we thank them for that. But I mean, truly, this is one of those things that, you know, women in bigger communities, they have access to this kind of stuff all the time.
Right.
Things like this come to big communities all the time. And so I think that's really why I love working with small communities, because we just don't get the opportunity to dig into stuff like this as often. So I'm thrilled. I'm thrilled that I get to come. Working with Jess and Abby has been, they're amazing. And they have a heart for their community. And, you know, I'm kind of rambling now, but the other thing that you need to know is that any proceeds from this event are going to Mary's Place in Jamestown. So it's the domestic abuse shelter that's right there in Jamestown. So that's another really important thing. It really is about women empowering and supporting other women.
Definitely. And I was just going to point that out to Rebecca, you know, the proceeds from the event going to help the local Jamestown shelter, Mary's Place. Ticket prices are $35 in advance, $50 the day of the event. So it helps get the head count, and you'll know how many people will be there, and you can adjust for that at the Hanson Arts Park. Again, Thursday, May the 16th, starting at 5:30. Rebecca, if people have questions about your message, about your book, about what you'll be bringing to Jamestown, what are some ways they can learn more about you?
Well, my main website is just my name. It's just RebeccaUndem.com. So, you know, UNDEM is how you spell my last name. And it's Rebecca, the non-biblical way, I always say. So ECCA. So that's my main website. If they add the / empowered in a small town at the end of that, that'll take them directly to the Eventbrite ticket link. So they'll be able to get tickets for the event there. The event is also being advertised on Facebook. There's a Facebook event for it. So if you were just to go into the search bar on Facebook and enter empowered in a small town, our event would come up. Also, they can call me. I'll actually drop my number here. So
awesome.
That's crazy maybe, but people can call me. Like, this is, I'm just a person. So I'm fine with people, you know, reaching out and directly calling. So my number is 701-799-1115, or they can email me at Rebecca@RebeccaUndem.com. I've done many of these events in small towns, and it's so much fun to get people together, because what they're also going to walk away with is knowing who is in their corner. You know, there's a chance they're not going to have met each other before. You know, there's going to be some new connections, but they're going to know that these people will support them.
Right.
And it's really trying to foster collaboration over community, especially among women. For some reason, we aren't always naturally that good at it. And so that's what we spend a lot of time talking about too.
Perfect. So empowered in a small town. Again, Rebecca Undem will be here in Jamestown May 16th at the Hanson Arts Park. One more quick question for you, Rebecca. If individuals maybe can't go to this, where can they find your book and get more information and maybe even get you to come to their small town?
Right. Oh, thank you for asking that, Warren. Again, everything that they would need to get any of that information is all just at my main website. It's a pretty simple website. I mean, you can find the info about my book. You can find the info about booking me as a speaker or a hometown event if they'd want to do this in their town. Yeah, they can find it all right there.
Perfect. And again, that's her name, Rebecca Undem, .com, RebeccaUndem.com. Rebecca, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
You bet. Thank you, Warren. Have a great day.